His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio in our Store Watch. As of 6 a.m. this morning, these are the announcements we have in on schools. Region 1 has an early dismissal today. The high school will dismiss at 12:25. The elementary schools will dismiss at 1 p.m. There will be no p.m. pre-kindergarten. So Region 1 has an early dismissal today, 12:25. Elementary schools will dismiss at 1. There will be no p.m. pre-K. Region 7, Barkhamsted, New Hartford, Colebrook, Norfolk have early dismissal today. Northwest Connecticut Community College in Winsted is closing at 12 noon. The Dover Union Free School District, due to the inclement weather and road conditions, schools and offices will be closed today, Wednesday. The Pine Plain Central School District is closed due to inclement weather for today. There will be no out-of-district transportation, and all offices are closed. And Explorations in Winsted is closing at 12:30 today. That's the list we have as of 6 a.m. this morning. Our forecast, a winter weather advisory is remaining in effect from 7 a.m. this morning till 10 p.m. this evening from the National Weather Service. Mixed precipitation, total snow accumulations anywhere from 2 to 5 inches. Ice accumulations of a light glaze, winds gusting as high as 40 miles an hour. This is for northwest Connecticut and the Mid-Hudson Valley, southern Taconics, and western Greene County. There is a winter storm warning in effect for Berkshire County. There will be slippery road conditions. Hazardous conditions could impact especially the afternoon and evening commute. And snowfall rates could come down about a half inch an hour at times this afternoon. Now, there will be some light freezing possible above 1,000 feet of elevation. And, of course, repeating, there will be gusty winds. In Connecticut, House Republicans are looking to suspend marijuana sales. House Republicans are proposing to suspend retail sales of marijuana in the state that just started earlier this month until police in Connecticut are trained to detect motorists driving under the influence of the recreational drug. The proposed moratorium is part of a larger package of cannabis safety proposals that will be the subject of an upcoming hearing of the General Law Committee. A date for the hearing has not been set. In addition to suspending retail sales, House Republicans are proposing packaging and health labeling requirements, prohibitions on edible products, and consumption in places where alcohol consumption is prohibited. House Minority Leader Vincent Candelaria of North Brantford described a broader moratorium on the newly opened retail market than the first draft of cannabis safety bill spells out, including new growing operations in addition to retail outlets. Well, COVID-19 affected a lot around the world, around the state, and around our area. One of those things affected was the Housatonic Camera Club. There was a two-year hiatus that just came through due to COVID-19. Quoting here, "We're so happy to be showing again." That's all according to Don Dingy of Dover Plains, the club's president, as they had their first opening. Her preferences for subjects are landscapes and wildlife. The shows are open to whatever the photographer cares to display with no required themes. Club members come from the tri-state area to share their love of photography, experiences, travels, and expertise, and to educate one another and the public about the photographic process. Some work with film, but most work with digital equipment. The works displayed in the current show feature an array of colored and black and white entries. Thomas Blagden's huge colorful mussels and barnacles in Tidal Pool, taken at Acadia National Park in Maine, was the eye catcher. Another taken at Acadia, Sunset Moon over Cadillac Mountain, was also among the entries. The Housatonic Camera Club's exhibit is back after a two-year hiatus, as I said, after COVID-19. Sharon Mann, 23 years old, has been sentenced for sex assault on a teen. A 23-year-old Sharon Mann has been allowed to continue at the University of Connecticut for a while as a student, despite admissions he sexually assaulted a 14-year-old Salisbury girl 4 years ago. Well, he was sentenced Tuesday in Torrington Superior Court and 9 months in prison. Also on Tuesday, Leonardo Valares Merdina was served with a warrant charging him with risk of injury for allegedly sexually assaulting a 13-year-old Norfolk girl last summer. He's also accused of second-degree sexual assault for allegedly having non-consensual sex with a female student at the University of Connecticut campus. A second student at the Storrs campus filed the complaint but declined to press charges. Quote, he's a predator and a danger to the female population, end quote. That from Senior Assistant State Attorney Terry L. Sonerman before Judge Chris Pelosi imposed the term, which is the minimum mandatory required by law. Following his release, Feliz Medina will be held on $100,000 bond in connection with the second Litchfield County case. The Storrs case is pending in the Rockville Superior Court. A UConn spokesperson said that he is no longer enrolled, but did not say that he had been expelled. Karen Allen. You all know Karen Allen. Well, she's made a short film in the Berkshires, and it's now available to stream. If you missed the opportunity to screen the directorial debut of Karen Allen and film writer in 2017, well, her film is based on a short story, a groundbreaking Southern American writer, Carson McCullers, written when she was just 25. The film, A Tree, A Rock, A Cloud, is set at a roadside cafe in the early morning of spring of 1947, a young boy and an older man met by chance. The man relates his luminous tale of personal heartbreak and loss and his hard-won understanding of the nature of love. Quote, it's been a labor of love, end quote, said Allen, who served as both director and screenwriter. She said the process in a 2016 interview with the Berkshire Eagle. Allen, who's also known for her iconic roles in Raiders of the Lost Ark, Animal House, Starman, resides in the Berkshires and owns Karen Allen Fiber Arts, a woman's clothing store in Great Barrington. She also serves as a board member of the Berkshire International Film Festival and advisory board member of the Berkshire Film and Media Collaborative. A Tree, A Rock, A Cloud is based on Carson McCullen's short story. Meanwhile, more information can be found and the streaming can be found at A Tree, A Rock, and A Cloud film.com. That's A Tree, A Rock, A Cloud, the film.com. Well, once again, taking a look at things that are going on in and around our tri-state region coming up this weekend, there is actually quite a lot to do and a lot going on in our tri-state region coming up for this weekend. One of those things that is coming up for this weekend is the Taconic Grange Crouting Bee. It's on Thursday, January 26th at 1 p.m. at the Taconic Grange Hall, 7 Dunbar Road. You'll learn how to harness natural microbes and transmit fresh cabbage into delicious, nutritious sauerkraut with Mother House educator Tal Hardini Pease. And all you need to bring is yourself, a knife, a cutting board, a bowl, a large spoon, and a wide-mouth jar. They'll supply salt and cabbage. Feel free to bring other vegetables if you'd like to pickle. RSVP at email. Any questions to taconicgrange@gmail.com or call 860-364-5373. The Super Supper Friday is coming up on January 27th. Today is the last day you can register in advance. They serve about 130 dinners, a hearty soup, bread and cheese, and cookies and fruit or a brownie. The meals are offered free of charge. Deliveries are available at home and workplaces. But once again, you'll pick up at Salisbury Congregational Church, street side door, 3 to 5 p.m. on the 27th. But today is the final day you can register, 860-337-2470. Al's Amongst Us, Al's Captivating Our Hearts and Imaginations, that is coming up on Friday at 7 at the Sharon Audubon Center. $10 per participant. It's suitable for ages 13 plus. You can do online reservations in advance, sharon.audubon.org or call 860-364-0520 extension 115 or email bethany@bethany-sheffer@audubon.com for more questions. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. They're also on Facebook and Instagram, where they have a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, Interlaken Inn. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,818.32, the S&P 500 at 4,032.70, and the NASDAQ at 11,903.67. We'll take a look at our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.